A 9-year-old Metro girl has a new lease on life thanks to surgery at the Hospital for Sick Children. Tracy Hooper was given the liver of a 9-year-old accident victim in a 4-hour operation. Hooper is in critical but stable condition, normal after such an operation. Her condition will be monitored for 72 hours to see if there's any sign of organ rejection. Rick Manson's World Motion Tour is over, and what a success it was. Manson skateboarded across Canada in 11 months, raising over $14 million to fight heart disease. He covered over 5,000 miles, averaging about 100 miles per day. Manson says he wants to thank all who donated to his cause and wants to remind us that even though his journey is over, the battle against heart disease must continue. Tom and Harriet Banks are the lucky winners of this past weekend Super Lottery draw. The pair came forward to claim their $11 million prize this morning and face the media. Tom Banks is an electrician and says for the time being his plans are to keep working, but only after a 3-month vacation. Harriet Banks says she and her husband plan to donate a sizable amount to charity. Doctors at Mount Sinai Hospital say they may have uncovered a link to the cause of herpes. With the discovery, the doctors say they are now isolating bacteria and may be able to come up with a cure in 2 years. The government has beefed up their research fund by $2 million in hopes of speeding up work on a cure. Advertisers are often faced with the problem of catching the attention of prospective customers. Well, take the case of two men who have come up with an idea for ads reaching a captive audience. The ads can now be seen inside public bathroom stalls. It may seem silly, says Robert Warner, but after you think about it, the idea works. So much for jokes for the John.